Now that we are staying inside to stay safe and stop the spread of the coronavirus through at least the end of April, we're still getting used to what that means on a practical level. This is Lisa Berry, so we thought we would check in again with Eastern Michigan University epidemiologist and associate professor of health administration, Dr. Beverly Mihelko. And we're looking for some practical advice on how we can stay safe and move through our day without getting sick. So I always like to start these interviews by saying, how are you doing, doctor?
I'm doing well. I've been in my home now for about 2 full weeks. Nowhere public, no shopping, just been home with me and my little dog for the last 2 weeks.
Is there anything new you can share with us about where we are in this process of dealing with COVID-19?
As far as the spread of disease, it seems to be right on target with what the experts predicted. And I would agree that, you know, this is what we expected to see. But probably some of the feedback I'm getting is that people still are not respecting this physical space that we need between people, whether it's in families or in stores. I'm hearing that people are not maintaining that physical space, that distancing, and it's terribly critical. Let's go back to the basics. This disease is primarily transmitted through close person-to-person contact, so within 6 feet, or droplets from people who are coughing or sneezing that could land on our face, our eyes, nose, or mouth. And that's how this disease is primarily transmitted. There's a lot of discussion and fear lately about products coming into their home, food, bags, or what have you. But that is not the focus for this disease and how it's transmitted.
I hear a lot of people might be having a problem with the term social distancing, that they don't connect with that. And I heard a suggestion that physical distancing might be a better way to say it. What do you think?
I would agree. And that was why the terminology I use, keeping that physical space between you and other people, whether it's your own family, whether it's people coming to visit, I would caution that. I haven't had any visitors to my home in 2 weeks either. It's a little lonely, but I'd rather be safe than exposed to someone who might be carrying the virus.
We shouldn't be having people in our homes either?
I would say no. Now, again, I'm 68 and I have asthma, so I'm in the high-risk category. So I am particularly sensitive to the concerns about person-to-person spread.
So let's talk about some of those practical matters, like people going out to a grocery store. That's considered an essential experience, so you are allowed to do that. Walk us through going into the store. What should we wear? Gloves? Should we be wiping down our cart? How should that work?
Yes, I know many of the stores where I live and shop routinely have had for a number of years had hand sanitizer and wipes available right when you pick up your cart. You could bring your own wipes with you. Wipe down that handlebar all the way around, because that's where you're going to be putting your hands, or maybe you're just picking up a small basket, but it's the hands. The hand contact that I would want to pay attention to. In terms of being in the store, another thing that has been suggested is perhaps you just want to bag your own groceries. Again, keep in mind that there is no scientific evidence showing that this disease is transmitted through these types of materials, through our groceries, certainly not through the mail. But to err on the side of caution, make sure that anything your hands touch can be sanitized, in that public setting. So wiping down the handlebars of the grocery cart. I wouldn't bring the little children with me if I didn't have to, if possible. If you could leave them with someone to care for them, close family, if that's at all possible.
And what about bringing the groceries home? I've seen a video circulating that tells you should wipe it all down when you bring it home. How would you recommend we handle that?
I have seen absolutely no recommendations from the CDC, from WHO, and certainly a statement was released this week, just last week, by the deputy commissioner for the FDA that there is no evidence that groceries need to be wiped down, that there's no evidence of transmission in this capacity. Certainly, washing your produce, we should always do that. Wash our fruits and vegetables. If you're uncomfortable with that, perhaps sticking with the fruits, for example, oranges and bananas that you can peel, that makes you more comfortable. But after you have come home from the grocery store, you need to put your groceries away and wash your hands.
What about takeout food? We want to support our local restaurants, those that are still open and offering food flea safe for us.
Absolutely. In terms of food, again, there is absolutely no evidence that this disease can be transmitted through food or water. The organism hasn't even been found in water. But in terms of the takeout, there are some good practical approaches to take. Obviously, most people would either pick it up curbside or have it delivered to the home. And again, the greatest risk is if you had somebody deliver it to your home, and you were, passing money, say, back and forth. So try to have the food delivered and placed on your porch or another area where you can pick it up. If it's in the hallway of an apartment complex, pay for it online in advance, including generously tipping that person who's bringing it to your home. And then in terms of bringing the actual food items in your house, a good recommendation would be place the sack in the sink, because you can always disinfect your sink, right? Don't put it on the countertop or on your table. Before you even go out for the carryout or order the carryout, have some clean plates set out where you're going to transfer the food. Place the food, empty the containers of food onto those plates, throw all the packaging and bags away in the trash, and then wash your hands and eat and enjoy the meal.
For those of us who are feeling some protection from wearing gloves, is there a protocol for that? I mean, once you touch one thing wearing rubber gloves, do you have to change them before you touch something else?
That's my concern with the general public, thinking that wearing gloves is protecting them. As a healthcare worker, when we're wearing gloves, we're typically engaged in a very specific procedure that has very specific steps of when we have the gloves on and at what point in the procedure we then remove them and then go wash our hands. So just wearing a pair of gloves is really no different than your bare hands, say, while you're out grocery shopping. Certainly while you're shopping, you don't want to touch your face, your eyes, your nose, your mouth. You would be the same as if you had gloves on. At what point then would you feel safe to remove the gloves and then sanitize your hands? So quite honestly, the gloves are really not necessary. Just paying attention to what you're touching. You're not touching your face, and then sanitizing your hands.
Wash those hands. Soap is still our best friend, right?
It is. And at home, I would discourage people from using their hand sanitizer at home if they don't have to, because, it's hard to get your supply replenished. So soap and water at home, and save that hand sanitizer for when you have to leave the home. And then again, after you've done your shopping, make sure you go back out to your car and use a wipe on the steering wheel and the door handle. Those high touch points.
We are doing these interviews to help inform people, not alarm people. But you are an epidemiologist. You've been at this for a while. And we are hearing we're not even at the peak of this problem now. Is that correct? And what can we say to get people to listen and take the advice seriously?
Gosh, I wish I had the magic answer to that. This trajectory is frightening. It really is, to see the numbers going up. But keep in mind, when we see the data, say for today, what the count is, some of those tests may have been done 3, 4, 5, even 6 days ago. Those lab results are, delayed because they're sent out of state very often for the testing to be completed. So these counts are still several days old, and that count is going to continue to go up unless we strictly adhere to these distancing guidelines, keeping people from coming in close contact, as well as just staying at home unless you absolutely need to go out and replenish food or medication supplies.
Dr. Beverly Mihalko is an Eastern Michigan University Associate Professor of Health Administration and Epidemiologist, and has been a great support to us here at WEMU. Thank you so much for sharing this very practical and hopefully helpful information.
I hope it was helpful. Thank you for asking me.